Testing. Is this thing on?
Oh my gosh.
She's your queen. Okay, go ahead. I want to hear.
Hello. Welcome to another episode. In the meantime, I have to work on a better introduction. That's all I got.
We'll keep working on it.
So today I have the lovely lady Starset coming to help chit chat with us today for in the meantime with multiple stages of life. As a woman, as a wife, as a mother, as an entrepreneur.
Yay!
So welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I feel special.
Yay. So Starset is my sister. And I'm going to ask you a question. You have to be honest.
Okay.
Have you listened to any of these podcasts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't think you did.
Because when you had the other co-host, I listened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure.
So however I was feeling before all of this, that totally took it away.
Yeah.
As far as like the nerves or whatever, because I didn't know what to expect. So yeah, thank you for
You're
breaking
welcome.
The ice.
Okay? You're welcome. You're welcome. So, okay, so the last episode that I had was releasing other people's expectations of you.
Okay.
And I felt like, one, it was perfect timing because, you know, as a church this year, we're focusing on identity. Mm-hmm. And this is the year of growth. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like you had to release other people's expectations in order for you to really walk in your identity, which is what we're all trying to do every day of our life.
Every day. Yes.
So how have you, like, what does that mean for you?
Letting go of other people's expectations?
Mm-hmm.
It means exactly that. Like, you have to live for you, but also Christ led. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of that being said, you may have to cut some people off. You may have to stop, you know, partaking in certain activities. You know what I'm saying? And I know for me, like a lot of stuff that I used to do, especially back home from Detroit, I would do because my inner circle was doing it and I just wanted to feel a part, but it wasn't really who I was. And yeah, I mean, you just have to, it's not all, you know, it wasn't comfortable when everybody's doing something and you're like, no, I'm good. You know, it's like, well, what's up with her? You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't an easy transition, but it's one that had to be made, or even still to this day has to be made. I feel like I'm a loner anyway. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a lot of quote unquote friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have two. You know what I'm saying? I have two that I can name, and that's you. You know, you're one of them, and then another friend. So, I mean, you know, yeah.
Well, three, Cortez, your husband.
He doesn't count. Well, yes, he does, but I wasn't thinking about it in that sense, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, that's like every,
so
that's,
he can't listen to this.
That's like one of the biggest cliches is like, oh, I want to be married to my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, so in a sense, he is my best friend because, like, out of you and the other young lady that I was talking about, I feel like with him, I can say anything. It's not always that female to female friendship. You know how females, girl this and girl that. Mm-hmm. And he just be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, there is a difference, but I can, like, just disclose any information, and he'll receive it and give feedback as well, but it's a difference, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so he is my best friend. He's my husband's best friend, if that makes sense.
Okay, and then, so how has your week been?
my week has been, for the most part, pretty good. There was one disappointing moment, but I mean, for the most part, it's good. It was good. Yeah, I'm not gonna, no complaints. No complaints. Yes.
My yeah. week has been a roller coaster of emotions. I'm hoping it calms down a little bit over this snowy weekend.
Yes, hopefully so.
I gotta get some more wood for the fireplace. Oh, yes. So that'll be nice.
Open and yes, get you some hot chocolate, honey. Yes,
we have plenty of hot chocolate. We don't have juice or nothing else, but we have hot
really?
Chocolate.
Yes. That is so. I'm gonna
send Hannah
over here. She loves hot chocolate.
But yes. Okay, so my first conversation for you, we'll start with, is. What are some of your biggest in the meantime moments through being a woman? And you're, am I allowed to say how old you are? In your
30s. Thank you. I love you so much. My biggest in the meantime moments as a woman. I guess, I'm not for sure if I'm answering this correctly, but I guess it would just be the transition from like Detroit to here. Because when we relocated to Washington, I was 36 in there.
Has it been that long?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You know what? I was 35 because this year it'll be 5 years. So I was 35, and so that meantime has just been evolving, I guess, to Washington women especially. Washington state women and Detroit, Michigan women are totally different. So just trying to, in the meantime, build relationships and... Yeah.
What did that look like? Like, what did that feel like for you?
It was very uncomfortable because I'm in a new, not only state, but just in a new place. And so people, trying to learn people and allowing myself to be vulnerable enough, which... I'm still trying to do, but allowing myself to be open to people, you know, to be transparent, to let them in, you know what I'm saying? It's really hard because I'm just it's me, myself, and I. So to try to have somebody come in my space and yeah, that was very uncomfortable.
Come into your foreign space because then you're not from here. So all of this is new to you.
Exactly.
And so trying to get a routine and a system going and exactly. New job and then
yes
add on building relationships.
Yes,
sounds like so much fun.
It was yeah. Not at all.
So what were some of your expectations coming here?
I don't think I had an expectation. So honestly, when my husband when we talked about it, I was just like, let's go, because I wanted something new. I didn't know exactly what I was looking for or what the new I wanted, but I knew that Detroit wasn't it, you know what I'm saying? And so some people back home say, oh, y'all running, you know, y'all just running away from whatever, and I'm like, no. Yeah, no. But I don't know what exactly I was looking for. I can't really say that I've even found it yet, maybe, but yeah, no, I don't know.
So if we look over these past 5 years, how have you grown as a woman?
Wow. That is so crazy to even answer that question, because honestly, I can say in the 5 years, my biggest moment of growth is now. Like, even just trying to get a glimpse of who I am. Like, this identity series has been whooping my butt for real. Because it's like, you know, you really are like that. No, that needs to change. That's not who you're called to be. That's not what you're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was a mean thing to say. Go apologize. Let that pride go. That stubbornness, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So the growth, honestly, for me, this January 3rd was, I've noticed me growing. And it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm just like, and it's so funny because I could have grown a long time ago, but we want to hold on and we feel like we know it all and I ain't got to do that. And who she thinks she's talking to. And it's like, girl, sis, grow up. For real. So yeah, this, yeah. And I know there's still more growth to come, but just like even seeing the growth, I'm excited. It's scary. You know what I'm saying? Because you want to retreat to the old ways because it's comfortable. It's easy. I know that way. You know what I'm saying? Walking in newness, you don't know. You don't see every step. You just mm-hmm. take the first step and it'll just, you know. So.
And keep going.
Right. Right. You gotta keep going. Because
yeah, so. you be like, oh, I tried it. And so what are some of your, I'm trying to get my words together. some of your in the meantime moments as a what? How long have y'all been married?
We will be married this year,
34 years.
Right. It'll be 13 years this year.
13.
Yes, ma'am. 13 years.
What was some of your biggest transitional in the meantime period?
Just having the, well, I'm still working on it. Mm-hmm. Having the mindset of a wife. Like, I mean, and it's so funny because I talked to my husband a few days ago and I was telling him when we first got married, I didn't have that mindset of a wife. Like, nobody gave me any
blueprint.
There was no blueprint. And so I walked it. Yeah. And it's only by the grace of God that we're still married today, honestly.
Do you think a blueprint, like, so you know me, I like love reading instructions. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for there to be a step-by-step instruction manual.
But you know what? No, I mean, the irony of that is there is no blueprint because every marriage is different. Mm-hmm. You know, like the way me and my husband operate is totally different from the way you and your husband will. Because, I mean, nobody's the same, right? But I think there still should be some type of manual to say. I mean, and don't get me wrong, because like the Bible says, you know, obey and be mm-hmm. submissive and things like that. But it's like, no, I need in real life, natural. He getting on my nerves. What am I supposed to do? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
But. You gonna write that manual?
I can try. Like, listen, girl.
So what did that like look like being in the midst of just like you really were taking a huge leap of faith, just going out there in the marriage life area genre, I don't know what's called, on your own?
I mean, it was scary. So I'm my husband's second wife. He was married before. And I think I knew that I didn't have to worry about the issues they had because I wasn't hurt, right? Mm. But I still knew that in the back of my mind, it was like, well, what if he decided to get tired of this one? And not that that was the case with the first one, but I'm just mm-hmm. saying, you know, what if he decides that he's good, you know. So that it was just scary, and then not knowing how to, still learning his love language, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, learning how to communicate, learning how to love him and everything that came along with him, like the man, the father, the son, the worker, the who, I mean, it was, yeah. And then, and still trying to hold on to not necessarily me, but not losing me, mm-hmm. you know? And I think, in the meantime, before we reconnected back into the church, I lost me a little bit. Mm-hmm. No, I know I did. You know what I'm saying? So I lost myself being the mother and being a wife. And now I'm finding her, and it's exciting.
Aww. Yeah. Oh, it's so sweet.
Shut up.
So sweet.
I mean, no, it's the truth. You know, we as women, mothers, you know what I'm saying? Don't even add the wife. We wear so many hats, and we try to be everything for everybody, and we forget that we have to take care of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's self-care.
I love the wave that's finally starting, the self-care and yeah, self-love.
It's
and
so important.
Everything else, because we really do forget it. And not me as a wife, but me as a mother. You know, yeah. I grew accustomed to making sure they're taken care of, that it was like, oh, well, what do you need? I don't know.
Exactly. That's like a foreign language. Like, what are you talking about? Like, no Espanol.
Yeah. I don't understand right. me. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I know how to get things done for other people. And that was one of the biggest identity things for me, revelations for me, was I know how to be there and get things done for other people. I know how to support other people. But when it came to just me supporting me, Epicville.
Exactly.
Like, Epicville.
We got to do better.
Yeah, we do. So we're going to take a quick break because your husband's called you twice and I'm not about that life.
Right.
And then we'll be back for the rest of in the meantime. Welcome back. The halftime show has ended.
With the weekend.
Okay, so let's see. You're in the meantime, so wife, mm-hmm. as a woman, mm-hmm. and now everyone's favorite, mother. How was that? Because you're a mother of three.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
One boy, two girls.
Yes. Beautiful children.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So my in the meantime with in being a mom is so honestly I think that in the meantime is a day by day process, because like these are three little people that I helped create, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to grow or evolve into who they're supposed to be, and it's tricky because you know,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know, and your mm-hmm. oldest is older than mine, so it's
yeah. It's just for me, it's just crazy to see that these are like people.
Exactly.
They yes. really are their own yes. person. Like, I'm really raising a person. I don't know how else to explain
no,
it. Like,
that's
this
exactly
is...
it. And to see, like, their personalities come out and... Ooh, yes.
Because every one of them have a completely different personality. You thought, different. Like, the first one was terrifying. You feel like, oh, I might know what I'm doing the second time. And it's like, what is this that came
exactly.
out?
Because... It's so funny because I was thinking the other day, it was just in a frustrating moment. And I was just like, you know, I'm not even going to put it out there. But you have those moments where it's like, what was I thinking? You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Because, man, boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
I remember, so my frustrated moment was my daughter, my oldest, she, we were riding, and we're practicing riding, and she had an attitude, she didn't want to ride anymore, and I was like, okay, so what you're going to do is just write these two sentences, and then we're done. She took her time to write the two sentences backwards. Like, she wrote every letter backwards. You could hold it up in a mirror and read it. And I was so mad. I was so upset. Because that's how stubborn. But I realized, like, okay, when it comes to her, she'll do it, but she has to do it her way. And that was just a constant reminder. Like, this is an individual. This is a person. This is going to be an adult one day.
Soon.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
And so she's going to have those moments where, yes, I can do it. I can do it myself, but I have to do it my way. Even if it's wrong and crazy.
And that's awesome. I mean, so for me in that moment, that's such a great takeaway. You know what I'm saying? Because I think as mothers, and I mean fathers too, but we're not talking about them right now. As mothers, we hold on to our children. Like, we want to keep them children for as long as we can. And there will be those moments where you have to let her go, like her first date. Or even my oldest is I have a son, he's my oldest. So his first date, you know, his wanting to, I mean, you know, every little, I can't think of any, his first kiss, his first heartbreak. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, and so as moms, we're just like, nope, that's my baby. Nope. You know, 25 years old, that's my baby. You know what I'm saying? And so that was just that right there. Thank you. Because it's in a way like, okay, this is what's going to happen. She's going to have to take her own path. You know what I'm saying? Like, her journey is her journey. She's not going to do it her mom's way. You know what I'm saying? Right. So, yeah. Wow.
Because we just had a conversation the other night. I was like, I've been 13. Listen. Like, granted, I wasn't in this world at 13, but I've been at 13. So the basics, been there, done that. Like, it ain't nothing changed but the year.
Right, exactly.
So it's easier for you to come to me because I've been there than for you to go to the person who is in the same spot you at.
Exactly. And don't have no clue. Of wisdom. Yeah.
Y'all both guessing.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been like very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. And then my youngest, he literally lives in his own world all the time.
Yes, he did. Like,
like, look up.
I know, right? That is, yeah. Yeah.
But it's like, as a mom, it's like, how do I take these completely different people, raise them in the same household peacefully?
That's the key, okay? That's the trick right there.
She is a social butterfly. She loves making sure everyone is happy and getting along. And then he is just like, I'm fine over here by myself, but I want to be able to see y'all doing stuff without me. But like, I don't want to be over there.
Like, let me be great, okay? You be great over there.
Yes. I just want to see you, though. Right. But, but it's like, how do I, without making myself go crazy?
Exactly. I mean, but that's the awesomeness of mothers. You know what I'm saying? Again, we juggle. You know what I'm saying? And in our minds, and I think that's another thing as women and mothers, I think we are our own worst critics. You know what I'm saying? Like, in our minds is, oh, this wasn't right. Oh, I messed that up. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, chill out. Like, what are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So I think I mean, that's just the awesomeness of being a mom. We can have that frantic or worry inside, and they won't have a clue. You know what I'm saying? They just living their best life.
Like, in their own world.
Right. So, I mean, I think being a mom is you get the greatest joy from being a mother. But it's also like, what's the word? Worrisome, if that's a word. I think mm-hmm. You get the greatest joy, but also the biggest worry.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because you want the best for them. You know what I'm saying? And you try to tell them, like, CJ, I'll be like, boy, I've been where you are. You know, just listen. You don't have to make the same mistakes, but they want to knock their head. So you're going to hit your head up against the wall.
And I think that's what I'm learning even now is, she's a teenager, so one, I'm always thinking, okay, teenager, that's really like where we're going to explore and test out our personalities.
Yeah,
like, this is who I think I am, so let me see how far I'm gonna go. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And it's like, okay, I'm trying to give her the space to grow as a young lady,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, like, I tell her constantly, you don't have to make these mistakes because I got the scars. Mm-hmm. These war wounds you ain't got to have.
Exactly.
But I don't know what other mistakes is out there. And I would prefer if you don't do those too.
That's because, like, so I can only tell my daughters, like you saying about yours, like, I can only give you my experience. But these kids, like our teenagers, and they're exposed to so much more.
So quickly.
I mean, it's just like, and so I'm trying to get it out right. I'm sorry. So I try to, can I say his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Cortez is, you know, he's the type, you know, don't sugarcoat. Let them know what's up, you know, let mm-hmm. them, don't expose them to it, but make them aware of it,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, right? And so I'm like, no, you know what I'm saying? Because I want them to stay just pure and
innocent.
But it's, you can't do that. Now, whatever the generation this is, you can't do that, mm-hmm. because it's so much more than, I mean, I'm a few years older than you, but in my teenage years, the worst thing really, I mean, we know what the worst thing was, but I'm like, I was hiding, talking on the phone, or sneaking out, meeting somebody at the gas station or something like that.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? Shut up. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, or like when I got my driver's license, I would borrow my mom's car to go meet a dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Nothing was done, like nothing physical or nothing like that. And that's the honest to God truth. But I would still go and see him.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have social, I mean, texting,
mm-hmm.
sexting, social media is, I mean, and on kid apps.
Yes.
And so it's like, take all, unplug everything. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's hard to
monitor that. It does get tricky. I know. Sure. I just gave my kids electronics. And the funny thing is, like, so I got the Nintendo Switch,
mm-hmm.
and I was so happy to get my son.
Just a video game, right?
Yeah, it's just a video game. Okay. I was so happy to get him this Switch, mm-hmm. and then I was like, okay, I gotta buy a game, and I was like, what games are you supposed to play? So I'm at GameStop and I'm like, this looks like a bunch of fighting, this looks like a bunch of violence, I don't want him looking at this, I don't want him looking at that. So I settled on Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, people like Mario Brothers.
Yeah,
that should be.
I grew up on that.
Exactly. So yeah. I was like, that should be pretty decent. So I definitely thought Mario Kart would been fine. Mm-hmm. He gets it. He's playing with it. He's like, oh, okay, that's fun. Then he goes and meets up with one of his friends. And they're like, oh, you need to download Fortnite. And I'm like, what is a Fortnite? Like, mm-hmm. why are we, what, y'all mm-hmm. up here shooting people at eight? Mm-hmm. Calm down. Calm down. Yes. I was like, the Among Us was pretty decent because it's like Clue. But then I saw, like, they chopping people's heads off and stuff. I don't understand the games.
I don't
And I'm not that old, but it's just, like, it's stuff that I didn't think that, you know, the killing and murder and mm-hmm. all this stuff. I didn't think I'd have to have that conversation with exactly. the 8-year-old.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so it was easier to let my teenager play those games mm-hmm. because we have those open conversations. Like, I leave the door completely open. Like, whatever question you have, come to me right away. Let's talk mm-hmm. about it. Because once it's a question in your mind, that means somebody else is putting stuff in there to try to influence your next decision. Mm-hmm. So I would rather you come to me. Exactly. Let's sit down. Let's talk about it. I can tell you my experiences with it. I can tell you what I know from my own research. Mm-hmm. We can grow that way.
Right.
But my 8-year-old, who lives in his own universe, does not...
Jaden's world.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Like, he pays attention, but he's just kind of in La La Land sometimes. Mm-hmm. But it's like, how do I explain that to him? And then it's the question of, do I need to? Because since he's like somewhere else half the time, do I need to take the time to explain, like, this? Not to say that it's not okay, because we definitely talk about right and wrong, like mm-hmm. what's right, what's wrong, what should happen, what shouldn't happen, all mm-hmm. that stuff. But like, should I go in depth with it? And that's always like the questions that I have as far as raising them to, is like, how in depth and in detail do I go? Because you know exactly. me, I love my research. So for the first period, we did a nice little PowerPoint presentation.
Oh my goodness. Are you serious?
Yes, I feel like it was really important. It was cute.
With an 8-year-old?
No, not my son. Well, my daughter, with her first period.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, what?
But still, you know, it was a lot of information. Like, hindsight's 20/20. I probably should have cut back on some stuff. But
so, I'm going to just, you CC me a memo of everything that you told her. Because I'm trying to prepare myself, okay? Because I'm not ready.
But it's like, you know, I know growing up, a lot of conversations were kind of glazed over
mm-hmm.
like sex wrong, have sex when you marry
mm-hmm.
and then I got older and it was sex feels good, wait till you marry, but that was it.
I don't even think I got that.
That was after I already had my baby, but you know.
Oh, no.
That's yeah, when we started having no. the conversations yeah, about
no. we didn't have the conversation at all. Like, even when I started my menstrual cycle, it was, okay, you'll bleed every month, get your stuff, and that's it. There was no, oh, this is why this is happening, or you're becoming a woman. Like, there was nothing. There was nothing. I was told, if this is your cycle, if you have sex, you're going to get a baby. So don't have sex.
Oh, okay.
And that was it.
Just kind of push it out there.
That was it. That was it. If you talk to a boy, you're going to get pregnant. Stop. That was it. I mean, you know. But, okay, again, so, like, I was born and raised in a church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, apostolic.
Mm-hmm.
Down. So, there was no... And I guess, in a sense, there shouldn't be a gray area. It was always black and white, which I think it should be. But, I mean, not that it should be, but I think, okay, it's okay. No, it was just black and white. There is no in between.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you either gonna, a respectable woman, you know, a girl, she grows up into be a respectable woman.
Mm-hmm.
She's not loose,
mm-hmm.
was what they would call it. You know, she's not around a bunch of men and just, free.
Low hanging fruit.
Yes. I was told to, you know, never like be in a man's presence like too close, mm-hmm. because people could misconstrue. Mm-hmm. You know, it was just like, but it was never to like give like the knowledge of why not. It was just, you just don't do that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't because this one thing could lead to another, or you just want to just to be a respectable woman. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to let everything hang out and skirts, you know, it was just don't do it. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
So how are you changing that narrative with your two girls?
By talking to them. Even so, my oldest is 10 and my youngest girl is 9. And I let them know, like, if you have any questions or, you know, something happens and you just want to know, like, what it is, I'm an open book. Come ask mommy. You know what I'm saying? They know as far as, like, touching and stuff, no touching. No, but you're too young. Who's touching you? For what? Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely not. Okay? we not even about to play them games. No. But, yeah, I just, you know, hey, because, like, Camden is getting to the... certain signs are showing that puberty is, you know, in a few years coming. I'm not ready. And so I just have to tell, you know, I tell her, no, little girls, we have to, you know, keep ourselves clean. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Because now you're perspiring more or whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, like, no, you got to take care of that. Ladies don't walk around smelling. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? It's just a lady is aware of her body at all times.
I think we should open that up to a people thing, not a lady thing. Like, no, just people yes. shouldn't walk I around mean, smelling of like course. That.
But, you know, because I'm a girly girl. So I believe, look, I got my smell good in my car. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I got a little bag, you know, mm-hmm. you got to make sure everything is right, especially being married. You need to go and get married so you can.
Yeah. One day someone will love me.
But yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, I think it's just important, you know, and I think especially with our kids having been born in this generation, we have to be like most definitely more vulnerable and transparent than our parents ever were. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of the taboo conversations, especially like in the old days, they're not taboo anymore. Mm-hmm. We just went to Vegas a few months ago and the ladies was out, honey. And I mean out. So it's like, no.
They were painted.
They were out, you know, I mean, and even the conversations of like transgender and stuff like that.
That's where we are at right now.
Yeah. I just try to keep an open door, mm-hmm. open door policy. And even if, you know, and I have to watch my reaction sometimes with certain stuff that they say, cause I don't never want to make it a point where they're like, oh, she was mad the last time. I'm not going to say nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I just think, to myself, I have to just remain conscious. Like, not that I couldn't talk to my mom, but she never, like, her door wasn't closed, but it wasn't open either, if mm-hmm. that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So, and I don't think that it was because she didn't want it. I think it's because she just didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, well, I think she thought, well, if something's going on, they'll tell me. You know what I'm saying? Right. As opposed to nothing's going on. I just want to know why I'm starting to have these feelings. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nothing's going on, but this guy likes me. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just, you know.
So. And I constantly have to remind myself that because, like, she was like, well, you know, I'm a teenager now. I'm about to be in high school. What if I want to start dating? And I was like, who you like that you're trying to start dating? Who have you been talking to that you want to start dating? And she was like, no, there's nobody. There's nothing going on. So I constantly have to remind myself, like, okay, listen to what she's saying before exactly. you jump off the cliff. Like, exactly. And it really, the kids nowadays are just so curious about everything.
Because everything is being exposed. Like, they can see everything. Like, you can Google.
Oh, yeah.
anything and it'll pop up. And I think so that it's a good thing and a bad thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think like when we were growing up, we were kind of sheltered in a way. And today's kids, if they have a question, they can just, if you got Wi-Fi and they got a device, they gonna look it up.
So I do like to have them look up some things, but then like while I'm there. But of course me, I'm a little different. So they'll be like, what's this word mean? You got a phone? Look it up. Where's the dictionary? You just gonna carry a dictionary with you. Every time somebody say a word, look it up.
That's what we do. Like, Mama Doll and Papa Doll got the kids some dictionaries. And so every time they say, hey, Mom or Dad, what's this?
You have a dictionary. Look it up, write it out, write the definition.
And, yeah, so you can know what that word means. And then it widens the, I mean, it widens the vocabulary and it, you know, like stimulates the mind. It's like, oh, I learned something new. Okay.
Yes. You know? So. Yeah. And I do like, so I love that they have access to the information in the sense of like, they learn how to get information themselves rather than relying on somebody else. Because I felt like for me in certain areas, I relied on, well, my mom said no, my dad kind of said yes, but nobody kind of gave me directions on what this means. Like the biggest thing for me was rent. Like I left a house, went to the military, and they were like, yeah, you got to get an apartment. And I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. And then I signed up for the apartment. Sign up, because I don't even know what it was. And they're like, all right, we need a check. And I was like, okay, where you get that at? I know what a credit card is. I don't have one because my parents told me don't get a credit card. And that's all I knew about it. And then I had a bank account, but I didn't know they gave you checks. I didn't know any of that.
Are you serious?
So yeah, it was a very interesting week that week. But it was, I didn't know the information. I didn't know how to even get that information. And I feel like in certain areas, like our parents kind of, not to say they dropped the ball because they didn't even realize that it would be so important to kind of teach us and show us those kind of things. And so now when it comes to my kids, like, they have the opportunity to come to me for some stuff, but okay, you have access to information at your fingertips. Like, I need you to learn to be independent because when I'm not here, you're going to have to figure out how to get this information yourself because you can't rely on what he says, she say, and everybody else. Like,
I think that's the biggest lesson that I try to instill in my children. One is that no one will care for you as much as you care for yourself. No one will do for you as much as you do for yourself. And then, like, the lessons like that, I mean, they may seem small, you know what I'm saying? Or people like, what? A check? You don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But something so little
stuff like that, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, you know, and hopefully they hold on to it. I mean, each kid grows up to be
something.
Right.
But they're our future.
That's what's scary. Okay. That's the scary part. They told me we
could. Okay. And so our last one, I know this is a pretty long episode, but last one is your in the meantime moments as being an entrepreneur, because you are the owner of Classic Beauty Collections. And she will be having a little side Mate Collections.
Only for you.
Classic Beauty Mate. But you can go on Instagram at Classic Beauty.
At Classic Beauty with a K underscore collections. And I did do the website. It's not fully constructed, but it's classicbeautycollections.com I have to go back because it's still under, but the website is
yay. And the link will be on the Instagram page, so of course follow us at in the meantime on Instagram. So this is like perfect timing because you're really in your in the meantime first year business.
Yes.
Like,
definitely.
people have the idea and then they sit on it. And then there's people that have the idea, follow through with it, and just keep going. So this is your in the meantime process. And what is that looking like for you?
Again, scary. Very scary. Because I have so much that I want to, like, I have the vision of it or the dream, whatever. And it's just getting to that point. Like, so in the meantime, walking that process. And one thing that I am thankful for my husband and also for you, for you just telling me, you know, take a step, even if it's a step a day, just take a step each day, making a move, making something happen each day to forward the business. You know what I'm saying? And so the meantime is just getting all that little stuff together. Like, I didn't even know it's so much in starting. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just think, oh, I'm about to start it and, you know, I can quit my job. It's like, no, ma'am. But yeah, so in the meantime, it's just learning even how the business or entrepreneurship goes. Like, even just the little stuff. Finding vendors. The capital for the product. And just it's just a lot, but I mean, I'm thankful for just the little knowledge that I get every day and just trying to walk it. It's a learning process. It's exciting and scary, but I mean, who better than me, huh?
Yes.
Snap,
snap, snap.
Yeah. So I mean, it's exciting. It's a learning experience, and it's so funny because. So my husband is doing, well, technically it's not really started, but he has started his like catering stuff and he put that on pause for a minute. Just, you know, life happens, you know? And so I honestly thought we would be pushing his stuff first, and that's a wife. No, babe, we going, cause this is what you want to do. And cause you going, you know what I'm saying? He's a more of a people person than I am anyway. So I'm like, no, you gonna do it, and I'll just be in the back, you know what I'm saying, pretty little lady, you know. And he's like, nope. And then he told me, you need to, no, let's go ahead and do it. Like, what are you waiting for, you know? So yeah,
I think that's beautiful.
I guess
that's so sweet. You got your husband supporting you.
Yeah. You know, I saw on Facebook, on somebody's story, they said, it said a man supporting his girl, but then they crossed it out and said a husband supporting his wife is the new Chanel bag or something. Ooh, like yes. That. And I was like, wow. Yeah.
So. I ain't even got a Chanel bag, but the husband thing sound nice.
Right.
But it's nice to see something different because, you know, a lot of times, especially on TV and movies, we see, like you said, the wife sits down, takes care of the home while the man is able to go, or the husband, excuse me, goes and fulfills his career and his dream and his ambitions. And then the woman just kind of, the wife has to wait and wait and wait and wait. And now you get the opportunity to kind of do it differently and change the narrative. That's been like my motto for forever. Change the narrative.
Yes.
But, and then it's, you guys, I feel like from the outside looking in anyway, that you guys aren't doing the, I'm going to sit down and wait for you to get started and then I'm going to go. Like, you guys are still doing things to support each other individually as man and woman and still coming together and supporting your husband and where he's at and supporting the wife and where she's at and the dreams that you guys have individually and as a whole.
It's just funny how, I mean, just with all that you just said and how the wife, the mother, the entrepreneur, the woman, it all is just one. You know what I'm saying? There's different, what's the word? Different
stages
of it. Or, yeah, but it's all, it's funny how it all just ties in. But it's a part of our identity and just knowing who we are. When I tell you, just that series, it was like a light bulb hit me, or a lightning, whatever.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, lightning bolt. Yeah. It was like a lightning bolt, like just hit, like, you, I mean, because you know how you say, oh, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm this, and you think it's all separate, and it's not. And it's so important. That's why it's so important for us to know who we are,
mm-hmm.
to know, like, what are, like, you're called to be more than just a mother. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You're called to be more than just a woman. Like, okay, what does that entail? You know what I'm saying? And this identity. And I mean, so even doing that, going through the series, I still don't have all the questions answered.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But the answers that I'm coming, that are presenting themselves, is still like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
And to go through, to get through up to my 30s and to just like finally have the blindfold taken off, it's amazing, honestly. Because you don't think, for me, you know, I just think, oh, little on me, oh, I'm nobody. Not that I'm nobody, but you know how you like, oh.
No, I know how me. You are.
I'm just saying, you know how people, you know, some people will say, you know, oh, just, no, I'm just, you know, a little.
Just pass me by. It's little, okay.
Right, yeah.
I'll make you it. Know? I'll be like, all right.
No, like, you are this, you're like supernova. I can't even, like, when I tell you, it's crazy. Yeah, so.
Yeah. So I will say, add my few little cents, that you've always been the, oh, well, you know, that's not my lane, or, how do I say it? Or, well, I'm just going to be over here and let that happen, but I know that it could be done, da 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 da. And for me to, yep, yep, I'm putting you out there. For me to, like, say to you, like, there's a difference between being humble and being like, I don't need the spotlight. I don't need the attention. It doesn't have to be me to do it. But we have to get to the point where we look around and do a reflection of the area and the space that we're in, where this is a part of me and a part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And it's not anybody else's. Like, this is my lane.
Mm-hmm.
This is my opportunity. Mm-hmm. And it just so happens, because it's me, of course I'm going to shine. Of course I'm going to stand out. That's what we were meant and made to do. Like, exactly. You are the light. Exactly. You are the light of the world. Your name is Starsa. Like, everyone calls you Star, and you up here trying to be a little peekaboo flashlight. Like, and so just for me, being the little sister, and just watching you just rise and shine,
yes, yes.
Like the stars just sparkling in the sky.
Stop,
and just truly seeing you, like, accept the space that you were meant to be in,
mm-hmm.
and lead and stand out. Like, you always stand out, but just accepting that that's Starsa.
I don't know. And it's so funny because, like, I'm like, again, I'm the person, I can chill by myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be a part of the crowd. And it's, I'm like, God, why did you make me that way? Or did I make myself that way? Like, am I, you know, did I let the shyness and the fear, you know, like, pretty much overtake me to where I'm like, oh, I'll just hide in a corner and, you know what I'm saying?
And that's how we were raised, too. Like, no, you don't raise your hand for the microphone. You wait till it to pass by.
Exactly.
You.
Like,
exactly. You don't run up, exactly. on stage. You just wait to be called.
Exactly.
And there's a time and place for that. And I just believe that season of your life is over. So I'm excited to see.
Touché.
I'm excited to see the rest of Starsa shine.
I really am. Like, it's just, and the like, I was in prayer a few days ago, and I honestly was in tears, because I said, Lord, why did it take me 40 years to get to this point? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you just think of all the time wasted. We could be so much farther along. And I'm all of us, if we just really accept what, who God has made us to be, and don't be, and not be afraid to walk in. You know what I'm saying? And like, there's a saying or a song, it says, don't be afraid of men in their faces. But for so long, we are held by what she think, what they gonna say, mm-hmm. or they thinking I'm, you know what I'm saying? And just to get to the point of letting go of people's expectations, letting go of, oh, well, she think I should be, so let me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or who people think you, where they think you should be, who they think you should be, or how you should say it or act and stuff like that. So just to let all of that go and say unapologetically, this is who God made me to be. Sis, you gonna roll with me? Somebody said, how they said, you either gonna be down or lay down or whatever they said. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, I cannot be, we cannot afford to be anything less than what God has called us to be. Mm-hmm. Because when we are out of that place, like, other people suffer. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's just, when we're out of line, yeah, other, I mean, it's, I don't even know how else to say it. You know what I'm saying? When we're not where we're supposed to be, it's just, everything is out of whack. Mm-hmm. There's just complete chaos. It's dysfunctional. And you wonder why, like, why this not working out? What is going on? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Duh. Because you in that lane and you need to be over here, pretty mm-hmm. much. So,
yeah. Well, I think that's a perfect place to end this on. Like, thank you so much for coming out and being a part.
Anytime. Man. I'll be back next week.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. And again, this will be, you'll be able to see the lovely Starsa and her classic beauty collections on our Instagram page. Yes. In the meantime, yes, she will be tagged. Go check her out. Buy, support Black-owned businesses.
And share, follow. You know, we not everybody's cup of tea, but if you extend it, somebody else may like it. So, yeah.
Yes. Yep. So, thank you again. Thank you. Until the next time, in the meantime.